Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Hello and welcome to Day 17 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. I wonder what the calendar has in store for us today.
Today is the third Sunday of Advent, and on our calendar that represents Mary, the mother of Jesus. This Sunday we light three of our Advent candles, so let's do that and find out more about Mary. The story today comes from the book of Luke in chapter 1 and says this.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who is said to be barren, is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
Now that's quite a story, but it's even more amazing when you find out about some of the facts behind it. Well, how old do you think Mary was when she had this experience and had her baby? Her early 30s, mid-20s, something like that? Well no, she was probably only 14 or 16. Yes, that's right, Jesus had a teenage mother. And that was quite common in biblical times. Girls were often engaged and married about this age. Joseph, who Mary was engaged to, was probably quite a bit older than her, in his 30s or even 40s.
You know, Joseph and Mary would have been a pretty average couple. Both Joseph and Mary were descendants of King David of Israel, who ruled Israel about 1,000 years before the birth of Jesus. Mary was also related to the traditional priest families of Israel through her cousin Elizabeth. We don't know what Mary did for a living, if anything, but Joseph was a carpenter. This job was seen by some religious leaders as a religious duty rather than as a profession, and the job involved being a stonemason as well as working with wood.
So Mary's a pretty normal young woman, and then one day, suddenly an angel appears, telling her that she's going to have a child. I think the sentence, "Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greetings this might be," is rather a big understatement. The angel Gabriel, who visited Mary, is God's chief messenger angel, and only appeared a few times to very important people in the Bible. The first words that Gabriel spoke to Mary, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you," have a very important meaning. The term "highly favoured" meant, "God's holy grace is upon you," and was a special blessing from God. something that would never have normally been said to a peasant girl like Mary. You can only imagine that she would have been scared, puzzled, and amazed by this. So Gabriel says, "Do not be afraid."
The name Jesus, or Yeshua, as it would have been said then, was a very common name in Israel at that time. If you had gone down a normal street and called out, "Yeshua!" to a group of children playing, it's more than likely that a couple of them would have come running. The name Jesus means Savior and has a very important meaning in the Christmas story.
I don't think it's surprising how that Mary asked how she was going to have a child. She wasn't married and she was still a virgin. And the answer she received would have amazed her even more.
In the old Jewish religious stories, only the very important people, such as prophets and kings, had the Holy Spirit come into them. She might not have even believed that it was going to happen. So she went to see her cousin Elizabeth, who Gabriel said would have a baby, to see if it was really true. She did this even before she told Joseph about Gabriel and Jesus.
Mary's visit to Elizabeth is another story, and I guess we might find out more about that later on in the calendar. The town that Mary and Joseph lived in, Nazareth, was a pretty small hill town, but it was on a major caravan route, and lots of people travelled through it, and it also had a centre for the temple priests, where they came to pray when they were not on duty at the temple.
In Jewish law, an engagement like Joseph and Mary's was treated almost like a marriage and could only be broken by an official divorce. Do you remember that Mary hadn't told Joseph about this yet? Well, he found out. We can read about it in the book of Matthew, chapter 1.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. He gave him the name Jesus.
It must have been very hard for Mary to tell Joseph, and to Joseph it must have sounded like an incredible story. In fact, he probably thought that she'd been unfaithful to him.
Even though they were engaged and not yet officially married, to break up the relationship, Joseph would have had to divorce Mary. In fact, adultery during engagement was even punishable by death in some cases. But Joseph was a good man, and so decided to divorce her quietly, in private, even though this would have really damaged his reputation. This type of divorce only needed two witnesses, rather than going through the Jewish courts, and no formal grounds needed to be given for the divorce. But in a dream, an angel appeared to Joseph and told him to trust Mary. The angel also told Joseph that the child should be called Jesus.
Having a vision in a dream from God was also very unusual and only happened to a few important people elsewhere in the Bible. So this would have made Joseph pay attention and do what the angel had said.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know? Walked where angels trod. When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I.
Love that song. That's Mark Lowry with the song that he wrote the words for. The name of the song is Mary Did You Know. Mark is a friend of mine, and he gave us permission to play that song on the show today. Thank you, Mark, so very much. The background music today was by Doug Bolt with Hark the Herald Angels Sing with Angels We Have Heard on High. The scripture reading today was Ron from Griddlecakes Radio. That's a podcast I highly recommend. Of course, the theme music was Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band with This Christmas. Please keep on listening to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar to hear more about Christmas and the Christmas story. This has been day number 17. For James Cooper, I'm Steve Webb. God bless you.
Best of all, I know this Christmas brings long after Christmas time.